5MU, it is Up and Adam this morning at 21 to 9. Folks, on a Tuesday, we like to find out what's going on in the world of technology, and we like to do it with this man.
Pasco, Pasco, have you turned it off and then can you turn it on again? Hey!
Optus Murray Bridge. Optus, covering more of our region than ever.
Yeah, sure does. Richard Pasco joins us this morning. Good morning, sir.
Morning, Adam. Lots of the news this week, including the Apple announcement.
The Apple announcement, of course, last week you got up at the time I get up in order to watch a man in jeans and sneakers tell you about a phone, and that captured the international attention.
Which it always does. Mm. Nobody ever announces anything on the day that Apple announced something because you'd be wiped off the face of the map.
Right.
Microsoft did it about 5 years ago and they had to redo it because
gotcha. No, yeah.
There was nobody there. No. But they announced, Adam,
yes,
Velcro this, otherwise we won't make it by the time the Jenny's on at 9.
Gotcha.
The iPhone 14, the iPhone 14 Plus, the iPhone 14 Pro and the iPhone 14 Pro Max. Great phones. Big speed increase, big camera increase. The pros are really, the camera in there should be absolutely superb. I'll know on Friday, all being well, I'll be able to pick mine up on Friday.
Lovely.
So I'll be able to give you, a semi-review next week. The pro models have got 48 megapixel cameras on there now. Low light's been increased dramatically on all of them. As we know, when we let more light in, people, we have better photos.
Unless you're taking a photo of the moon.
Oh, no.
In which case,
you're screwed.
Yeah,
The moon is the moon just doesn't want to be photographed.
No,
it really
it's
very shy.
It's shy, that's right. Yes.
It's shy there as well. Nikon and Panasonic actually announced last week that they're doing away with point-and-shoot cameras now.
Yep.
And I think that might be a wise idea to go on and do it. And 3 trillion, that's TR, photos were taken on iPhones last year.
Yeah. Most of them of your dinner.
Exactly right. Or beers at the pub.
Or, yeah.
I might have done that occasionally.
Or the bits you can't see for looking. Anyway,
very quickly.
Yes.
Apple Watch Series 8, if you've got a Series 7 or Series 6, I wouldn't bother upgrading at all because
you
don't need it. Apple Watch SE, $399, a bargain watch.
Oh, very good.
And if you're an athlete, the Apple Watch Ultra. It is the athlete's watch. You can dive in this. You can do anything you really want to. Bigger screen, more speakers on it, better phone reception just for the watch on there. That's $1,300. And the AirPods Pro 2 will be coming out as well. One of the big features on the watch and the phone is it now detect severe car crashes. So if you're in a car crash, and you're unresponsive after a 10-second countdown, emergency responders will receive your location and will also be shared with the emergency contacts. I think that's a great idea. So that's going to be on the new watch and the new phone.
Nice.
I think that is really good. New AirPods Pro out there. The big complaint with AirPods has always been I can't find the charging case. They've actually put a little speaker inside the charging case now. Using the Find My app, you'll be able to find it. And if you lose the left or the right one, you'll actually be able to track those down as well.
That's a great idea.
A lot of people, where's the left one? It fell out sometime and you can never find it. But you'll be able to find it now.
Absolutely. I'm always looking for my left one. iOS 16 out this week.
Is out right now.
Great.
Make sure you back up your phone. You don't have to rush into this, people. Give it a couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
I've just installed it. Seems to be fine. Make sure you've got enough room on your phone. iPhone 8 and above only will take it. The lock screen in iOS 16 gets a major overhaul. It's a bit like the Android ones. Just
want
to put that in there for you.
Come on.
And you've got the ability to edit and delete messages now. Great idea. But the killer feature that I like, you can drag images out of photos and paste them into other photos and documents now.
Great.
Works superbly. It's just like Photoshop on your phone.
Great. Yes, don't believe anything you ever see here or look at again.
Exactly.
It's all been doctored. There you go.
Yep. There we go.
Just important to know that. Hey, now the important stuff. Google's holding an event.
Yeah, they are. Google are going to hold a Pixel event on October the 6th.
Great.
So we can expect the new Pixel 7 phone. You're excited about this,
aren't you? I am. I really am.
I'll put this in just for you. The Pixel Watch, Google's first watch that they've produced.
Yeah.
So looking forward to that. And the new Pixel Buds Pro. Now, Google Pixels don't enjoy get the same publicity as iPhones or the Android phones from Samsung. But I've got to say, as you well know, I'm a big fan of the Pixel brand. Great specs, excellent photos at a reasonable price. And
yeah,
you know what?
One.
The 7 and the 7 Pro won't differ too much from that formula.
Lovely. Because Google bought the Fitbit, didn't they, back in the day?
They did.
So they're going to use some of that tech, I guess, to make their new Pixel 70 stuff, which would be great. The new watch. Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
Wonderful.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah, looking forward to that. That's October 6th. Look, just in
you
time.
You can get all the new iPhones this Friday. So you can go in queue or go to your phone retailer. And they will look after you.
And of course, if you want to buy me a Pixel watch, I'm really just talking to one person on the radio at the minute, just in time for Christmas, which will be great.
Yeah, which is good. So go to Adam and Richard's GoFundMe page to buy a fix. So
right, exactly. Just on that, just quickly, with all the things coming out, and I mean, back in the day, Apple would go, "We've got a new thing, it's coming out Friday," and then there'd be a billion of them. With the world as it is at the moment, is this like Xbox PS5
yes.
type territory?
I've got to say it is. I've got two chances of getting the iPhone 14 Pro Max on Friday, give you an idea. I logged on at the exact time to order it, and me and hundreds and thousands of people around the world actually got bumped back out of the store.
Right.
So it got delayed by a week, but I'm reaching out to some people that I know to hopefully get it back in for this Friday. So
okay.
They are in short supply. If you were to order the phones online now, you've got a nearly a two-month wait. The Ultra Watch, I think, is not out now. If you order one, it's in November or December.
Is that right? Okay.
Yeah.
So, if you want it today, cry and then think about it in a few months.
Go to your phone retailer.
Right, okay.
Go to your phone retailer.
That's
what I've been doing.
Very good. Yes, indeed, as we subtly mentioned the sponsor. Thank you, Richard.
Yes.
All the best, and we'll catch up next week.
Look forward to it.
That is Richard Pascoe, of course.